Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger.
The pounding hoofbeats of the great horse Silver and the hearty shout of the masked champion of justice herald another exciting transcribed adventure of the Lone Ranger, brought to you by the Marita Bakers. Friends, you'll find fresh, delicious Marita bread a favorite topic of conversation whenever thoughts turn to food. Yes, indeed. Marita's tender, fresh goodness and delicious, wheaty flavor have long been favorites of the family circle, come breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And now, Marita has even greater bread enjoyment in store for you. For a special process developed in Marita's own bakery research laboratory, today bakes softer, tenderer than ever, longer-lasting freshness into every Marita loaf. Choose from Marita's famous big three: regular sliced family loaf, thin sliced sandwich loaf, and Marita wheat bread. Discover for yourself the thrilling new goodness of Marita's longer-lasting freshness. Now, Marita presents The Lone Ranger.
Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'll Silver. Fight!
Settlement had consisted of a few small cabins huddled close together in a valley near the Badlands. But the settlement was doomed to destruction. The settlers had left their buildings with fire still burning in the hearth and meals cooking on the stoves to escape the attack of savage redskins.
You carpet!
Let's run them on fire! Indians on the warpath, motivated by a white man, found an outlet for their hatred and destruction. Every cabin was in flames. One after another, the roofs and walls fell in. The Indians rode off, disappearing into the west, leaving only the burning settlement and a tower of smoke that served as a beacon for a unit of cavalry under the command of Lieutenant Carter. Lieutenant dismounted, stood beside old Jeff Neely, whose pale eyes were moist with tears of rage and frustration.
Sergeant! Search the roads as fast as you can!
Yes, sir. All right, men, let's go!
Those cabins. Every last one of them.
Yes, it's too bad, Neely. But it would have been a lot worse if you hadn't been warned in time to vacate.
Warned, yes. Me and my friends got away with our lives, but what's the good of living when everything is gone? Look over here, Lieutenant. This is where my house stood. Look at it. Nothing left but the chimney.
It's too bad you didn't get to the fort a little sooner. We might have reached here in time to prevent some of this destruction.
Lieutenant Carter.
Yes, Sergeant?
I guess Neely was right when he said everyone had gotten away from here before the Indians struck.
No sign of casualties, huh?
No, sir. There's a couple of horsemen coming from the west, right over there.
I see them. Tell the men to spread out and hold the rifles ready until we find out who those horsemen are.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Lieutenant, one of those horsemen is a redskin.
So I see. On the alert, men. There's an Indian coming.
Oh, shucks, there's nothing to fear from one redskin.
Neely, your eyes are pretty sharp. Is that man on the white horse wearing a mask?
By golly, he is. And look at that white horse travel. The paint is good, but look at that white one.
A magnificent animal.
Hold the horse.
Hey, hold that horse, you man. Lieutenant Carter, that man's all right.
I'll decide that, Neely.
Are you in charge of this detachment?
I am, sir.
Al and I saw a band of Indians heading west. They rode hard and carried a number of small articles that looked like loot. I think they're the ones who burned the settlement.
And who are you? Why do you wear a mask?
Aren't you more interested in the Indians who did this damage?
I am, by thunder.
Well, that mask...
Take my word for it, Lieutenant. This man's all right. He's the one who warned us the Redskins was coming. If it hadn't been for him, we'd all be dead.
Oh, I see.
We've trailed the Indians and know where they went.
I'll have a column formed at once and we'll go after them.
I'm sorry, Lieutenant. That won't do.
What?
Those Indians were incited. They're no worse than any other Redskins. There's a lot behind this attack.
These guilty Indians will be punished.
That won't stop future attacks. Lieutenant, you've got to get at the source of the trouble.
Tell me where those Indians went. That, sir, is an order.
I'm sorry, Lieutenant. I'm not in uniform. Your authority doesn't cover me.
Perhaps I haven't the authority to issue an order to you, but I do have authority to place you under arrest. If you refuse to give me information, you'll return with us to the fort and talk to the colonel.
Oh, now, Lieutenant...
It's all right, Neely. Tonto and I will submit with the understanding that I am to keep my mask and sidearm.
I'll make no terms with you.
Then we'll not submit to arrest without a fight.
Please, Lieutenant, don't start a fight with this man. He's proved himself a friend. He must have a reason for acting as he does.
Very well, Neely. Mister, in view of what Neely has said, we'll permit you to keep your mask and guns as long as you ride with us without trouble. All right, fall in, men. Form a column of fours.
All right, form.
Sergeant, you're responsible for this masked man and the Indians. See that they have no opportunity to break away.
Yes.
Mister, you're heading for trouble.
We'll take a chance, Neely. I hope it's worth it.
Lieutenant Carter permitted the Lone Ranger to retain his weapons and to wear his mask. But there was a heavy guard when he was taken with Tonto to the headquarters of Colonel Richards inside the army garrison.
What? Hold! The colonel has been advised. You'll have to wait a minute or two before you can see him.
Very well.
Is he busy?
Yes. He's talking with that man named Berkey.
Berkey? Him inside?
Why, Tonto?
What's that? Do you know Berkey?
Let us pass, Sergeant.
The masked man and the Indian are to step inside and wait in the ante room.
What about the guard?
He ain't on duty at the door.
Come on, Tonto.
Wait right there until the lieutenant comes from the colonel's office.
Very well. Tonto, Berkey is a man who watched that fire in the settlement burn down. He was with War Cloud's raiders.
That right. Indians ride west. Saw him get here to Fort so quick.
He must have left the Indians and come directly here. Probably took a circle route. Otherwise, he'd have met the soldiers.
That's right. And what we do?
I don't know. It depends on how the colonel acts. We're the only ones who know that Berkey is responsible for that Indian attack. And we can't prove it.
That's right.
Did you notice where the soldiers left Scout and Silver?
Me noticed.
All right, be ready for a fast break. I'm going to lay the cards right on the colonel's desk. He may not like what I have to say. In that case, we may have to make a break for it.
You ready?
Good.
Colonel Richards will see you now. Please come in.
Very well.
Now, this is the masked man and the Indian you arrested now, Lieutenant.
That's right, sir.
You're Colonel Richards?
I am. I might advise you that Lieutenant Carter went a long way when he permitted you to keep your sidearms. To say nothing about that mask. Who are you?
I wear the mask to conceal my identity, Colonel.
Lieutenant, you may wait outside.
Very well, sir.
First of all, I want you to know that you'd better not depend on those guns you're wearing. You're being watched every minute of the time you're inside this fort.
I didn't come here, Colonel, expecting to use guns. I came because I have something to say to you. And I'd like to say it in private.
Seems to me you've got a plenty of nerve, Colonel.
Anything you have to say, you can say in front of Berkey.
Very well, then.
You refused to supply valuable information to Lieutenant Carter. Why?
I wanted no fighting.
You and the Indian learned who made that raid on the settlement. You trailed them into the Badlands.
Colonel, Tonto and I are not fighting Indians.
The Army's sworn duty is to defend this territory from raids. By Indians or bad men alike. Whose raiding party was that?
Chief War Cloud was...
War Cloud, huh?
But Chief War Cloud was not with the raiding party. If you want to know who led that war party,
It was Berkey, the manager's side.
Why, you old...
underage person!
What?
Well, that's it. Out to here!
Why?
I have no gunplay.
It was Berkey's idea. Another move like that, Berkey, and I'll do more than crack your wrist. I'll draw my own gun.
Well, you just...
Shut up, Colonel. Colonel Berkey is trying to use the Indians to take control of this territory. He made a lot of promises to the young men in War Cloud's tribe. They're turning from their old leader to follow him.
Oh, you ever hear such a ridiculous charge, Colonel?
Have you any proof of what you say?
No, sir. Not yet.
I rather think it's my word against the word of an unknown masked man.
You, sir, refuse to tell Lieutenant Carter where those savages are hiding. Perhaps you'll tell me so they can be disciplined.
In view of your feeling toward Berkey, I'd rather not tell where the Indians are.
You will talk, or I'll have you and your Indian friend thrown into the guardhouse.
Is that your final word, Colonel Richards?
It is. What are you going to do? Talk or face arrest?
Neither.
Sorry. Hey, look out!
Here, Berkey, I'm used to Colonel.
Hey, what's up?
The window tunnel, we brought that way.
Let me fix it. No! You come back here. Come back, I say.
Hurry, tunnel, out this window. This way, tunnel, the stables. Over by the table.
You see him?
Hey, what the slam hell?
You can thank the colonel for this.
Hey!
Sorry about that, soldier.
The horse is right here.
Going to be a tight squeeze, Tonto. Head for the gate and lean low on the saddle.
Be ready.
Hit it, big fella. Run to the
door.
The gate. Watch it, Tonto. Run to the door.
Lieutenant, why did you let that man in to see me with the sidearms?
Well, it was with your permission, sir. We had guards.
Guards. He literally threw Berkey at me, then went out the window. I'll find that masked man. I'll learn more about him if it's the last thing I ever do.
Take it easy. Well, I think we've outrun any possible pursuit, Toto.
That's right.
We'll cut south from here. I want to see Chief War Cloud.
Well, maybe Berkey go there, too.
Yes, he probably will. But we've got to get there first and convince those braves that Berkey is an enemy, not a friend.
Man and his Indian companion rode hard toward the distant sound of war drums to confer with the old Indian leader, Chief War Cloud. The Lone Ranger's talk with War Cloud was discouraging. Through it, all the other members of the tribe maintained a chant of hatred accompanied by drums.
Chief War Cloud, have you lost all influence with your braves?
White man come here and speak with tongue of serpent. Him make Indian think great reward come from fighting white people.
Then call your people to the council. Let me speak to them.
It no good.
You know me as a friend.
That right. But other people of tribe think Berkey good friend.
Something's happened.
Me look outside wigwam.
Tonto's coming this way and fast. What is it, Tonto?
Berkey just come into village.
Berkey?
Over there. Him come this way.
So I see. War Cloud, he's bringing several of the warriors with him.
That's bad.
Look who's here.
We've been expecting you, Berkey.
Trying to make trouble for me, huh?
You bad. You leave village.
Save your breath, old man. From now on, I'm giving orders around here. Before I do anything else, I aim to get rid of a couple of my enemies. And I mean you.
Oh, you do, huh?
Yeah. You and your pal are going to be staked out as an offering to the Indian gods of war.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scene, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
On summer evenings, when you want to enjoy something specially tempting for your family dinner, try a fresh, delicious Merita cake with ice cream or chilled fresh fruit. That's a treat the family's sure to go for, especially on warm summer nights when appetites need a helping hand. Marita cake, with all its fresh, flavorful goodness, lends extra enjoyment to summertime meals. Marita cake offers you your choice of a variety of tempting flavors to suit appetite and occasion with equal ease. Marita cake is made from purest, choicest ingredients. It's baked to just right tender goodness, then hurried fresh to your grocer. Three good reasons why you'll enjoy Marita cake most: for quality, purity, and freshness. Ask your grocer for fresh, tempting Marita cake.
Now to continue our story. Old Chief War Cloud found power slipping from his fingers when the warriors of his tribe listened to promises of power and wealth made by the white man named Berkey. Berkey had the confidence of Colonel Richards and knew he could retain that confidence if he disposed of the Lone Ranger and Tonto.
You overplayed your hand when you broke away from the fort.
The game isn't over yet, Berkey.
That is, as far as you're concerned. These Indians are taking orders from me. Tie up this masked man and Tonto.
To the arms!
Wait! It's no use, War Cloud. They won't listen to you anymore.
My braves, he speaks with the voice of evil. Take off your war paint. Put on your weapons. We must live in peace.
The Indians are undecided, Tonto. I don't know whether to listen to their chief or to Berkey.
How we show Indian the chief right, Berkey wrong?
I don't know.
The old man who speaks to you. The old man who's afraid. And what's he afraid of? Where's your enemy? Where was the enemy this morning? There was no fight because the settlers fear you. And it'll be the same at Painted Post. Tomorrow morning, I offer you more wampum, tobacco, blankets, and beef when we go to Painted Post. I'll make prisoners of these people so they don't stay in our way.
Wait. Before you make us prisoners, you'll hear what I have to say. Otto and I came here in peace. We have eaten at your council fire and smoked a peace pipe with your chief. You can't make us prisoners without bringing down the anger of your gods. If you want a new leader, your council shall decide.
Council has decided.
Then War Cloud is no longer welcome. He no longer has a place in this village. It is the law of the tribe that he shall be allowed to leave. And take with him all those who want to follow.
That's not good. Me not want to leave.
You've got to do it temporarily, War Cloud. We've got to get away from here. You must trust me.
Me trust you. Indian, not know what to say.
Oh, listen to that man with a mask. He's an enemy, and he must be put to death.
Is this a friend who tells you to go against the law of the tribe? That was a mistake, Berkey. These people have traditions. You're going to lose their confidence if you don't follow the rule.
My people, you want new leader. You want white leader. You have chosen. I abide by choice. Before the next sun rises, I, the old one, will have gone.
Better than to try to stop old War Cloud when he left the village with the Lone Ranger and Tonto. He was forced to stand by while the three rode away in the moonlit night.
Ah, it don't matter. They've probably warned the people that Painted Post, but so much the better. Sure. So much the better. Braves will think even more of me when they take another town without resistance.
Go on and warn the people at Painted Post. See what good it does you.
It was 2 hours after taps, but light still burned in the officers' quarters where Colonel Richards met with Lieutenant Carter and several others under his command.
We can discuss the Indian situation all night, Colonel, sir. But there's one thing we can't get around.
What's that, Carter?
The Indians are becoming increasingly troublesome. Do you suppose there's any truth in that masked man's accusations?
You mean about Berkey?
Yes, sir.
Nonsense.
Berkey has spent a lot of time in Indian country, sir.
He knows them, and he's given me valuable information concerning them. Understand, gentlemen, I don't admire Berkey as a man. But the accusations of that masked man are too far-fetched. I can't give credence to them.
Something's going on outside.
Open the door, see what it is.
Yes, sir.
Sergeant
of
the Guard just brought this
old-timer
to us.
Got to see the colonel. Got to see the colonel right away.
Come in. Close that door. Now then, what do you want?
Colonel, I have a message for a masked man who...
A masked man?
Yes, sir.
A man who rides a white horse?
Yes, sir. That's the man.
I want that man. Where is he?
Please, sir, if you listen to me, you'll find him tomorrow.
Tomorrow? What do you mean?
The Indians are going to make another attack.
What's that? Where?
They're going to attack Painted Post.
War Clouds Indians?
Yes, sir. The masked man says if you'll go where I take you, you'll be able to intercept them Indians before they reach the town.
Where's that?
I'll have to serve as guide if you don't mind, sir.
This is a trick.
Oh, no, sir, it's no trick. I give you my word, you learn a lot of things. You'll also see the masked man.
I see. What do you think, Carter?
Well, there's nothing looser.
Colonel, the masked man told me to give you this.
What?
He didn't know whether it would mean anything to you or not.
What's that? A bullet?
Yeah, a cartridge.
It's made of silver.
What's that? Did you say silver?
Yes.
Silver cartridge. Carter, I wonder...
Colonel Richards, I've heard of a man who's known as the Lone Ranger. He identifies himself with silver bullets.
And he wears a mask.
That's right. Not only that, he has a white horse he calls Silver.
My thunder, that accounts for it. That accounts for the way that masked man and his Indian friend got out of my office.
His Indian friend. There's another point. The Lone Ranger's supposed to travel with an Indian.
The man who was here was the Lone Ranger. In the name of goodness, didn't he say so?
He wasn't sure, sir.
Wasn't sure of what?
He didn't know whether or not you'd ever heard of him.
Heard of him? Of course I've heard of him. Who hasn't heard of the Lone Ranger?
And he told you Berkey was behind this Indian trouble?
Orderly!
Justin?
If this man is hungry, feed him. Then put him up for the night.
Justin.
We're going to ride at daybreak. Pass the word.
There was action in the fort at daybreak. Horses were saddled and men mounted up in battle gear. Colonel Richards himself was in command. The gate swung wide, and a moment later... A double column of troopers headed west toward the Badlands with the Lone Ranger, disguised as an old man, setting the route. The morning was well advanced when the troopers came out of the woods and met Chief War Cloud and Tonto. The Colonel and Lieutenant Carter recognized the Lone Ranger's companion and signaled a halt.
Detach first!
While they talked, the old man who had been riding an Indian pony disappeared among the trees.
War Cloud, you say your people have chosen a new leader?
That's what War Cloud say.
Is that right? Him white man. Him named Berkey.
Now, sir, you must believe it. You have War Cloud's word as well as the statement of the Lone Ranger.
Look over that way. Indians come.
Colonel, look to the west! Redskins!
I see them. Tonto, where's your masked friend?
You see him plenty.
That old guide told us. Well, where'd he go?
I don't know, sir.
Those Redskins are coming fast.
Form a skirmish line. Prepare to meet those Indians.
Form a skirmish line!
Are those your people, War Cloud?
Those my people. Them not like war.
They're coming in a way that asks for it.
There, masked man.
That's the masked man coming from the horse. What are
you doing? Colonel, look there.
That's the man.
And the horse.
That's the Lone Ranger. You, sir.
Colonel Richards. Those Indians are on the way to Painted Post.
But we're in time to intercept them.
Please listen to me, sir. Those Indians don't want war. They've been misled and misguided. Don't blame them. Blame the man who's leading them, a man named Berkey.
I don't see Berkey.
No, you don't see him, but he's there with the Indians. He's dressed as one of them. Tell your men to hold their fire. The Indians won't fire on soldiers unless your men start it.
How do you know?
Because I know War Cloud and I know his people.
Hold your fire until ordered. Pass the word.
Hold your fire until ordered.
Now watch those Indians. They've seen your men.
The Indians reined up in a wide line, facing the troopers who held their carbines in readiness. For a moment, it was a strange tableau. Troopers and Indians face to face across an open space of 50 yards. Each force waited silently for the other to make a move of aggression. Then the silence was broken.
Come on, Silver!
The Lone Ranger raced toward the Indians and reined up, facing the center of the red man's battle line.
Hold, Silver, hold on. Easy. Steady up, big fella. Easy. Where is your leader?
Oh,
bring out your leader and let us see his bravery.
We are War Cloud's friends. See? War Cloud is on this side. Where is your new leader? Is he afraid to step forward and meet the followers of War Cloud?
The Lone Ranger dismounted his teddy bear, took off his gun belt and hung it on his saddle.
Right there.
Then he spoke again.
I am unarmed. Let your new chief now step forward. Why does he not command you? Why does he hide behind your front ranks? Must I, unarmed, go among you to meet him? Come on, Berkey. Come out or I'll come after you.
The Lone Ranger waited half a minute, then advanced with long strides toward the Indians. Berkey, knowing that to show himself would mean instant capture by the troopers, became panic-stricken. Then he jerked his horse and bolted to the rear.
There goes your brave new leader, the man who was to make you so great.
An Indian gun barked once, and Berkey fell.
Easy, big fella. Colonel, the Indians have taken care of Berkey.
Your courage in going unarmed among them showed the Indians what a craven coward they'd chosen as their leader.
What I did took no courage, sir. I know those Indians. War Cloud, they're raising their hands for you. They want you back. Go to them. They've learned their lesson.
Them not learn lesson until all damage paid for. You, soldier.
Yes?
My people will rebuild houses for settlers. It is promised.
It'll go a long way toward future friendship.
It will be done. Allay!
As for you, sir...
I hope, Colonel, the Indians will have a chance to make good their mistake.
They shall have it. And as for me, I too made a mistake. I hope I shall be forgiven. I didn't know who...
We all make mistakes, Colonel Richards. The smartest of us admit it.
Well, Lieutenant.
Yes,
sir. Pass the word to form ranks.
Right. Form ranks. Call the toes. Form ranks. Call the toes.
We all make mistakes. That's what he said. I wonder if the Lone Ranger ever made a mistake.
Merita, spelled M-E-R-I-T-A. Merita is a famous name in households all over the South. Everywhere that familiar trademark of good bread and cake is a symbol of real eating pleasure. Folks enjoy the fresh goodness of Merita all around the clock. They depend on its delicious freshness and flavor to boost mealtime enjoyment all through the day. And there's plenty of reason why back of their choice of Merita. Into Merita bread and cake go only the choicest, purest ingredients, blended and baked in Merita's modern kitchens, and delivered to your grocer right at the peak of freshness and flavor. You'll find fresh Merita bread and cake at your grocer's, ready to offer you the best in fresh, tempting goodness. Ask for them often, won't you? Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated. Join us for more thrilling adventures of the Masked Rider of Justice in Merita's next program. Meanwhile, remember, your best bread choice comes in three delicious loaves: regular sliced family loaf, thin sliced sandwich loaf, and Merita wheat bread, Merita's famous Big Three. This is Hugh James speaking for the Merita Bakers. Now, your local announcer.